Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about narcissism, and more specifically, understanding the malignant narcissist. I know that sometimes when we talk about narcissism, we're not as specific in nature. And on today's show, I want to be more specific as we talk about the traits of the malignant narcissist and how to really understand those traits to know if you're dealing with someone that have these traits and these symptoms and these signs. And, you know, a lot of times we're not aware necessarily of the person we're dealing with. That person can create a picture for us, a version of them that we feel very connected to, that we feel like we have a connection, that we have these similarities, and that might not be the truth at all. And so in today's show, I want to uncover that just to give information and knowledge, because in the end, we all agree that knowledge is power. So let's jump right in, because I think this is a really good topic for now, more than ever. And it's interesting, when we look at malignant narcissism, we look at a malignant narcissist, we look at it, we have several things that we have to look at. So we have signs and traits and symptoms of both antisocial personality disorder, which is APD, and we also have narcissistic personality disorder, NPD. And so this is very interesting. It's an interesting combination. And I think it might be interesting to talk about this because there's somebody that you might be dealing with in your personal life, professional life, or friendship that you don't even realize it. And so this is going to help aid and abet in the awakening and also the safeguarding of yourself. So we make sure that we do the right thing, safeguarding ourselves and doing what's right for ourselves. So let's begin, kick off with some of the traits for antisocial. So when we're talking about antisocial personality disorder, let's talk about some of those traits that you will see appearing in the malignant narcissist that can be helpful to uncover some of these red flags. Because honestly, you know, if you're not looking for some of these, they might not appear the way that they appear. Some of us, we might see them, but quite honestly, we want to, kick them back under the rug, or we don't want to see them. And then sometimes it's just things seem so normal, right? When we're around a situation that seems relatively normal. Now, I'm not saying healthy. I'm just saying relatively normal. We can get confused as to what we're dealing with. And what I mean by that is if we were raised in a family dynamic where we were maybe situated or centered around somebody that might have some of these signs and symptoms, we might not realize it. If we're dating somebody with those signs or symptoms, we might not realize it if we're dealing with someone at work or even a friend that has those signs and symptoms. And that can be very interesting. I feel, though, if you've been married with somebody for a period of time that might have some of these signs and symptoms, you may be pretty much aware of it because at some point in time you have disagreed or you've gone against what they've said, or you've called them out and maybe you saw the wrath. So let's start talking about the antisocial traits of the malignant narcissist. The first one that I want to talk about today is, you know, basically the breaking of the rules and the laws. You know, a lot of times these folks don't follow laws, they don't follow rules. And to take that a step further, they don't really think anything about doing it, but they'll also break down any of your boundaries as well. Any type of boundaries that you might have, probably are non-existent in this relationship with this person at this point, because they just don't see the value in that and they don't care about it. They'll walk right over it as if it doesn't exist. And it's hard sometimes to stand up for what we believe in, and they can be very sweet. They can be very almost conniving and very manipulative, and we don't really realize it because, you know, they're so sweet, especially if you had like a female malignant narcissist. The last thing that you're expecting is that she's a malignant narcissist. She, you know, maybe very cute and maybe even mirroring you quite a bit. And in that mirroring process, when I talk about the mirroring process, when somebody is mirroring you, they're mirroring what you like. They're mirroring what makes you tick. They're mirroring what's about you. And that mirroring process is so important to understand, because when we're being mirrored, a lot of times we don't even realize it, because in the beginning of the relationship, we just see that somebody likes the things that we do. And I've had many clients, you know, that I've worked with where we expose the mirroring process very early. The mirroring, in some cases, could be, you know, somebody has a real deep belief in faith, has a very deep belief in God, and they meet somebody and that person is, you know, claiming that they know scripture. Maybe that person is carrying around a Bible, talking kind of a big game about being part of a, you know, religious group or going to church all the time. And it feels so good because it seems that that person has the same things that we care about at heart. Later on down the road, we begin to realize, as we see things a little differently, that maybe they don't have that, maybe they never had that, maybe they've never even read the Bible before, but they're carrying that with them. Another example could be, you know, someone that says that they love animals or they love kids and that, you know, what have you, in the very beginning, and they're overly doting, and then eventually you realize as time goes by that this person does not like animals or kids, and they the mask starts coming off. So there's multiple ways that you can see that mirroring, multiple things. And usually it's things that we really care about, you know, whether it's a particular, if it's about the environment or about kids or about animals or about helping or about God or welfare, or whatever it looks like, those are a lot of the things. Even music can be something that they mirror, like your desire to love music, the type of music you love. And if that's a really big thing in your life, you know, that person, oh, that's my favorite song too, oh my gosh, I love that. And that can get us off target and think that we're dealing with somebody that really has a lot of the same things in heart that we do, but that's just not the case. Another thing that I want to bring up when we talk about antisocial traits is, you know, lying to others, deceiving others for their own personal gain. So, you know, basically, you know, deceiving, bold-faced lies, manipulation to get what they want. And it doesn't matter what they have to do to get it, because they don't have the consciousness, you know, to feel bad about doing that. You know, that's the first thing. Also, they don't think twice about the lying or the manipulation for the personal gain. And that's something that's we need to be very careful with, because when you're dealing with someone like that and they don't have the conscience to think about that, that can be very painful and very scary, because that means that they're probably not going to stop to get what they want, and they might go to great lengths to get what they want. You know, another thing is their impulsive decision making, which is, you know, goes hand in hand, right? I don't think you can do one without the other. And so there's a lot of impulsivity, and that impulsivity can be very dangerous. And if you're near it, their impulsivity can be very dangerous to you. You know, we got to be really careful with our own lives, because we don't want to be reckless with our own lives. But when you bring somebody like this into your life, whether you know it or not, you're bringing that with them. So their impulsivity, their recklessness, their harmful behavior is right next to you. You know, like people talk about, be careful who you stand next to, be careful who you're friends with. You know, birds of a feather flock together. And so this is very important to realize, that some of these traits can be very harmful to the people that they're around, because they don't think about that. You know, there's also a tendency of being very irritable or aggressive when they don't get what they want. So it's, you can see various different sides. But usually you're not going to see that side until you've done something to really upset them or go against them, or if we talk about like narcissistic injury. And I want to do a full show on narcissistic injury, because I find it fascinating. But when you injure the narcissist, that can be something that they will hold against you. That can be something that they go after you for. And you know, when you're looking at NPD, you know, because of their extreme sensitivity that they cover with this mask of grandioseness, the one thing they do not want is criticism. And so if they get criticism outwardly, they're probably not going to show it, but they're going to feel very humiliated, degraded, they're going to feel empty, and they're going to react, usually in anger or rage or a counterattack of some sort to get you back for what was said or done. And it might not have been a direct comment, sometimes it could just be that you decided to make your own choice or do something different than they wanted you to do. But there's going to be a lot of revenge and get back as well. They don't just think about that. They usually act upon that, finding some way to get you back, whether it's to pull you down, to make some really snide, mean comments, to get back at you, some jabs, or even full-on revenge. You know, so going back to, again, to some of these other traits, just being irresponsible. You know, a lot of irresponsibility. They're not taking responsibility for their actions, and they don't. Usually they'll play the victim and turn around and play the victim, even though they're far from the victim. But they will make other people to be responsible for what they've done because they've never taken responsibility of their actions before. And this is a big one. If you're dealing with someone like this, they just don't take responsibility. There's always a reason why they do stuff. And a lot of times, you know, they'll say, you're the one that made me do this, or you made me do this because of X, Y, Z. You know, you can't make anybody do anything, but some of us will go back in and think about it and go, oh, well, maybe I did say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or create this reality. And then we begin to second guess ourselves. And if this person is using a lot of manipulation and gaslighting, it can be very questionable what's really happening, and it can be kind of overwhelming as far as being able to see the truth. We may be questioning our reality quite a bit in a relationship like this. You know, also there's that lack of remorse, like I was talking about, the lack of remorse for hurting other people. You know, you can hurt someone's livelihood, you can take them down, you can do despicable things to them, and they don't feel bad about it. They don't feel bad about it. And that's the scary part, is when they don't feel bad. And so if they're going to go after somebody and target somebody for whatever reason, they might go to all ends and do anything they can to get back at this person if they feel like that's what they want to do. You know, I also feel, too, that, you know, that when we were talking about boundaries earlier, boundaries to me is like very important. And when you're dealing with someone with these types of traits, they're going to try to break down your boundaries as fast as possible. They're going to try to get as much information out of you in the very beginning as fast as possible. Now, remember why. If I want to get to know you really well and eventually use the knowledge about you to get you, to take over, to control you, to manipulate you, I'm going to make you feel very comfortable in the beginning of who I am to you, so you tell me all of your information. And in that process, while you're telling me all this information, I'm going to completely mirror you by actually mirroring anything that's important to you or you hold sacred. And then after that process, the person begins to love bomb. Now remember, love bombing, I've done many videos on love bombing, have another video on love bombing coming out here in a few weeks, if not a few days. And the love bombing concept is really about them putting themselves out there in every way to make themselves almost irresistible. They become the perfect person in the other person's mind, because think about that. If I'm mirroring and I'm creating this reality that I'm this person, and I have all these same things about me that you like and I like, and we have all these similarities, I mean, it's just, and then all of a sudden I'm there all the time. I'm doting. You know, there's admiration. There's, you know, if it's a romantic relationship, a lot of sex, that sort of thing, interaction. Otherwise, if it's not, it's a friendship, a lot of doting, a lot of, you know, all that type of stuff that makes you feel like you're in this relationship that's really working. That combined with the mirroring and getting that information is a way that they can really get to you and eventually down the road use that information later on to take advantage of the situation. And that's something that we just don't want to have happen to you. We definitely want to safeguard you in that situation. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about more about malignant narcissists, understanding the traits, understanding the APD and the NPD traits, and how to see that coming a mile away, because this can be very helpful for you in understanding this situation clearly. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about malignant narcissists and how to understand if you're dealing with someone who has these symptoms and signs. And right before the break, I was talking about mirroring and love bombing and how that's really the beginning of a malignant narcissist getting into your life and being able to do that, because they have to start with being close to you or having some connection with you or having something in common, and then you finding that very interesting and feeling good about that and opening yourself up to that person and telling them things that you probably wouldn't tell them if you didn't feel that close, even if this is not in a romantic relationship, but this happens more so in romantic relationships than not. But even if it's in a work relationship or a friendship, you know, you're opening yourself and telling them things about yourself that you might not necessarily talk about. And then those things are getting, you know, put away in the brain of the malignant narcissist later to be used to either manipulate you or gaslight you or make you feel bad or break your boundaries, those types of things that are important. During the first segment of the podcast today, we've been talking about those antisocial traits And right now I want to kind of switch gears real quick and talk more about NPD traits, those narcissistic traits. The first one that, you know, when you talk about like an overt, you have covert narcissism, and the overt narcissist has that grandiose and that arrogant, that acting superior than other people. And that's one of the big trademarks. Now, if you were dealing with somebody that was more of a covert, that could be very interesting. So the covert could be very interesting because they can almost be like the wounded bird, the big time victim. And that's interesting too. So when you put that with the antisocial traits, that can be an interesting combination because you're not expecting someone that's, you know, constantly, things are happening, and then they kind of, you know, there's the victim reality, and you don't expect that to be the narcissist, but it's interesting how when that does happen, how there's a tendency of them, you know, sucking all the air out of the room. Every single thing that they do, every single thing that happens to them, is this long talk and discussion. They are literally holding court all the time, even if it's something that's a sad state of affairs. Now, the other situation is that overt narcissist, where it's this grandiose, this arrogant, the superiority, and a lot of times that can be really figured out pretty quick, right? That's pretty on the nose, but, you know, like, it can really go either way. It can really go either way, and especially if it's the covert side of it, that's where a lot of people get super confused. Because you're not expecting it. You're not expecting that person to be a narcissist because, you know, everything's not perfect and they're not making all this money or they're not doing this or this or whatever. And maybe they're even talking about being overweight or being this or being that. But again, think about how they start conversations. Think about how sometimes there's a tendency for them to, you know, to basically run the conversation. And maybe it's hard to get a word in edgewise sometimes with these folks. And that can be super challenging as well. You know, another sign of, you know, being a narcissist is having those fantasies of power, success, and fame. They feel like they are better than most of us. And so there's that tendency of them seeing themselves as being better than us and attaining things that we cannot attain. And that's definitely another sign of the overt narcissist. Needing excessive praise and validation goes both ways, you know, for the overt or the covert narcissist. And I want to kind of leave right there until we return back, because that excessive praise and validation is one of those things that, what do? The flying monkeys do, right? So flying monkeys are a big part of this because they are very big on doing this because they give that praise and validation. And that's why the narcissist keeps them around, right? Not only because they do their dirty work, but they also are constantly praising and kissing their butt. I mean, that's part of it. And so it makes them feel good. And they always keep those people around and they don't turn on them unless that person finds fault in the narcissist. I got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to go over. So stay tuned. Don't change the channel or don't turn off the podcast. We have a lot more to talk about here. We want to really check out all this so that we don't overlook any red flags. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has pledged American support to the Middle East region before he began his trek back to Washington after a four-day trip to Saudi Arabia. The president met individually with the leaders of Iraq, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. He also met with the King of Jordan during the trip as well. But it was his meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Friday that is still being talked about.
I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it. I made my view crystal clear.
The president said he made it clear that he thought the prince was responsible for the murder of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi. The prince has denied any role in the killing. The president also talked with the leaders about drilling for more oil to lower gas prices. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about malignant narcissists. We're talking about antisocial behavior traits. We're talking about narcissistic behavior traits. And these are all very important things to understanding. It's very powerful. We were talking about mirroring, how mirroring is used, how love bombing is used to really understand and really get to the nitty-gritty of that, because when somebody is love-bombing you, it's hard to see why that is. We just feel like we're getting all this attention, and it feels really, really good. And many of us might have been in relationships or even friendships where you didn't get a lot of attention, and so when somebody's doing that, you let your guard down, and you don't realize what is actually taking place when it's happening until it becomes too late. And that's when things start happening, and that's when stuff kind of gets out of hand, and then that's when you start probably listening to shows like this, trying to figure out what you're dealing with, trying to spot And so if you're dealing with a narcissist, this is the show to listen to right now. Or if you think you're dealing with a narcissist, this is the show, especially if you feel like there is some non-understanding or some crazy making in the family dynamic or in your household or in your relationship or friendship. This is important. So right before the break, we were talking about covert narcissists as well as overt narcissism. And all these are important because, remember, the covert is very hard to spot sometimes because you don't expect the person that's supposedly a narcissist to be down on life or having problems or be discussing their issues. But remember, one of the biggest caveats is that whether they're, you know, buying a billion-dollar company or they just bought a new jet or they just went into rehab for the seventh time or, you know, or they want to lose XYZ pounds and they talk about it every single time that you meet them and they kind of hog up the conversation no matter what. It's still narcissistic because it's completely self-centered. And it's all about them and they're getting attention no matter what. So the attention can be positive, negative, neutral, but again, you're giving them attention. You know, another thing that I want to talk about is that praise and validation. The praise and the validation of the narcissist and how that flying monkey. So the flying monkeys are really good at this. You might even be a flying monkey to the narcissist and not even realize it. You could be. You could have a friend or you could have a coworker or you could have a significant other that you are their flying monkey. They can do no wrong. Always validating them, always singing their praises. And I get it. I mean, we want to sing the praises of, you know, family members, friends, you know, spouses, but we need to really think, you know, and look at it and make sure, you know, what we're talking about, what we're doing. But remember, that's one of the big things. So as long as you're doing that though for the narcissist and you're not bringing up things that they're doing wrong, you're not showing chinks in the armor, you're not questioning them, you're going to be fine. Now, I don't know how well it will help you as far as your identity and your happiness, but you'll definitely be fine around the narcissist until you break that pattern and do the opposite, where they have narcissistic, you know, issues as far as when they have a situation where they feel like they have been injured. That is a very important thing to think about because narcissistic injury, you know, is when, you know, we question the narcissist or we, you know, question why they did something or we go and do a different thing or we stop praising them or we question them on something they've done. And that's a big thing. You know, I recently had a client say that, you know, everything was going really well in this relationship. And then one evening on a call, they questioned that person as to what they were doing that night and also questioned them kind of about their lifestyle and what was going on in their life and basically let them know that they were not feeling as though they were getting the full truth. And they said the very next day, the conversation was very different. And from then on out, the relationship never got any better. They said that it went from all these accolades and all this love bombing to a lot of distance. And then the comments began to be kind of scathing and not so nice over time. But they said at the moment when they had asked the questions, the person acted as if everything was fine and then later on held the grudge and then was very upset and then eventually ended the relationship via text. So very interesting stuff here, you know, because when you start questioning them and they're not, you know, the center of your world, that's when things become problematic. I also think, too, that special treatment, they do feel entitled to special treatment. They want everybody to treat them a certain way. Because, again, it goes back to the fact that they believe that they're above it. They believe that they're above it, and that's something that we really need to think about. And, you know, it's interesting because they can be very demanding as well. And sometimes that demanding stuff in the beginning doesn't seem like a big deal, but as you begin to hang out with this person time and time again, or if you're living with this person, or if you're a great friend of this person, that can be really challenging after a while, their demands and how they want their demands met, and they don't think anything about it. They want their demands met over anybody else. It doesn't really matter what it is. And, you know, again, if it's not met, it's somebody else's fault or, you know, and they're the victim as well by whatever's happening. you know, there's also that lacking of empathy for others' needs. And so one of the biggest things that I find is the sketchy part that makes people fall into a big trap is at one point in time, them and the narcissist want the same thing. Okay, they want the same thing, or the outcome of something is important for both. So it's important for both people. And so you kind of think that you have this camaraderie, and you see that y'all are working together for something, and it feels really good, and all is good, and it all works out, and things happen. But then later on, there's something that maybe you need that the other person doesn't help with at all. So you begin to see that as long as your needs or wants are equal to the narcissist, you know, they're in it to win it. But again, think about that. That just means that the narcissist is in it to win it for what they want, and your wants happen to be similar to what they want. And that's why it works. And we can lose sight of that because it seems like everything's great on that point, but then if there's something that you personally need that they don't need, there's going to be a main tendency or a major tendency for them not to be there to help you with that, and even to find fault in your plight or what you need, or to make fun of your plight, and definitely not to be there to help you to get whatever you need. And they might not see at all the value of that, may degrade you or downgrade you, or, you know, make fun of whatever that is that you're working on, because it has nothing to do with them, because they don't necessarily want it. And so they can't see why they should help or be even a positive factor in something that you might need. You know, another thing, too, is how hypersensitive they are to criticism. Like I was talking about narcissistic injury. You know, they are super, 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 super sensitive to criticism. And that criticism, I mean, they can get into revenge mode. They can go after you revenge mode. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to a malignant narcissist. They might want to get revenge at all costs, bring you down to size, cut you down to size. And that hypersensitivity to criticism is a big one. And if you criticize them in any way, just be prepared. They might create this false, you know, this false mask to hide how they really feel, but they're seething in anger underneath, and eventually, you know, they will go after you, name call, verbally attack, other things, you know, as well as circling the wagons as far as telling other people about you, making up lies, spreading gossips and rumors in order to hurt you and to jeopardize who you are in the eyes of other people, and then to basically eventually separate you from others, making you feel alone. And that's really scary because it can be done very easily, because remember, again, you have the narcissist, and then you have the flying monkeys, and you have the people, you know, that kind of hang out with them. And they can do a lot of dirty work, and there's multiple people that are doing it. The other side of the coin, too, that's challenging is that, you know, it's hard for people to really understand and spot malignant narcissists, and even, you know, because there's different spectrums of this, right? We can all have a few symptoms and signs of narcissism, but, and I'm not talking about that. That is not, I mean, everybody has some signs and symptoms of something. It just is the way it is, okay? We're humans that are in this lifetime that, you know, we're born from other humans that have symptoms and signs, besides the fact that we're environmental and genetic and what have you, all of these play a factor, okay? So we all have symptoms and signs, but I'm talking about when somebody has lots of these signs, a large amount of them, a majority of these signs, and then with the malignant, you know, a large factor and a large amount of those, you know, antisocial traits as well. And these are things that we got to figure out, but it can be hard for people to see that this person has these traits, or because the outside world, these people can be the nicest people and most outgoing people because they are creating this false reality. They can be very good at acting. So you can have, you know, men and women that can both, you know, people go, oh my God, this is the coolest person. Oh, they got all this stuff going on. Oh wow, they're this and that. And that's great, but that can make it harder. That can make it harder because you don't have help. Because if they start talking bad about you, or they start trying to make your life very challenging, you might feel very alone because they've acquired other people around you. They made friends with a lot of your friends. You know, there's a lot of things there. And then you begin to feel separate, solo, on your own. And that can be very scary. And so really having a good support group around you and knowing who is who and who are friends with who is a very important part of this process to offset that. And so if you're in a relationship with somebody that has a lot of these signs and symptoms that we've been talking about, we really need to start looking at our life and start analyzing who we're spending time with and understanding what part we're playing in this relationship as well. It's not just one-sided, but we could be the perfect storm for the malignant narcissist because of, you know, what we're doing or how we're acting in our own life, the things that we're doing for ourselves or not doing for ourselves, and all of these things are extremely important. I feel that also, you know, with the narcissist, you know, one of the things that goes hand in hand with all narcissists is that self-centeredness, and it really is all about them. And as long as you want what they want, you're okay. As long as your needs are the same, it's okay, as long as there's enough to go around. There's also that paranoia and mistrust of others. There's a tendency of them mistrusting people and thinking that everybody's out to get them. Why? Because they have a tendency of doing that to others. They don't trust anybody. And that also helps them by not trusting other people. It really, really, really does help them to be able to do whatever they want to other people and not feel bad about it, because they create these other realities and narratives about how everybody's out to get them, about how somebody's doing them wrong. All these facets of life, which are very interesting, but they create that reality and it allows them to get away with whatever they want to get away with because they've already created the narrative to go along with that, so they don't feel bad about hurting other people. And they don't really feel bad about it. They just assume that it's what they want and they're going to get what they want. You know, one of the things that I find interesting is the gaslighting and manipulation and the exploitation of other people to get what they want. And, you know, manipulation and gaslighting, I've created lots of content on that. Lots of content on YouTube and TikTok on manipulating and gaslighting, what that is. But, you know, narcissists, especially malignant narcissists, that is their repertoire. That's what they do. They manipulate people. Because they don't see the value in people. They don't see the value in you. They manipulate you. They use you because that's what you are, is a means to an end to this person to get what they want. And if you're not going to get them what they want, they're going to go find someone else that will. They're going to go find someone else that will. And if you kind of, with a malignant narcissist, or just an extreme narcissist, overt narcissist, you have to be careful, because if you uncover them and you point it out, or you unearth them and you point it out, there's that narcissistic injury, and they will get some sort of revenge. And that's something you need to be aware of. So if you're in a marriage to somebody that you think might have some of these traits, and a lot of these traits, remember that, you know, if you point out something that they've done to make them look in a different light, or that makes them, you know, question themselves, or makes other people question them, or you criticize them, that could be, you know, that can make you a target in many ways, whether it's in a divorce, they come after you even more financially, you know, maybe they spread rumors around town about you. If you live in a small town, they come after you, because that's what they do, is they will attack you, whether it's verbally, whether it's on the phone, you know, whether they come personally and attack you, they'll do that. And, you know, if you kind of disrupt them, or, you know, put it out there and try to tell other people that this person is XYZ, just be careful. You definitely need your support system, because they have created this facade for other people to think who they are. And so this is very important to be aware of that. And they can be very cruel, and they can get revenge, especially when they're wanting more power. So all very important stuff. So when I return, I'm going to give a few more nuggets of wisdom when we talk about these types of folks, just understanding where we are and to be able to see those red flags and be able to understand what we're dealing with. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about narcissism, malignant narcissists to be more specific. And we've been talking about the signs and symptoms of that and how we can really understand if that's something that we're dealing with in our day-to-day life, whether it's with somebody that we consider a friend, somebody that we work with, or someone we're in a relationship with. And, you know, and a lot of people ask about, you know, what causes this? And, you know, what causes this a lot is, you know, genetic, but it's also environmental. And it's people's temperaments. And so you understand that when somebody has maybe experienced abuse or neglect or were given unrealistic expectations as a child, lots of different things can happen. You know, maybe being irritable or neurotic. There's different personality traits that are there. There's a lot of things, you know, disrupted identity development. There's lots of reasons why this can happen. And so, yes, for sure, some things have happened to create that reality. But we have to be careful. We can feel, you know, we can give grace and we can feel for people. But at the same time, we need to safeguard ourselves. And we can't keep going back to, okay, they had a tough childhood or they had this or that. And I'm not disrespecting that. I'm just saying, you know, you can give the benefit of the doubt, but eventually if things aren't changing and that person's not working on changing themselves, we really need to safeguard ourselves and figure out why we're still in the relationship, right? So, you know, and so one of the things that I want you to think about too when dealing with a relationship like this is, you know, first off, we have to, if we're able to limit some of our interactions with this person and they're not that close to us and we don't have to see them every day, or if we do, it's at work or whatever, that's great. Limiting those interactions and limiting the conversation that we have with that person. And, you know, I've talked about gray rocking quite a bit. We have many videos on gray rocking, and this is something that I really want to talk about, is that, you know, if you're dealing with someone that seems to have a lot of these traits, like a lot of them, gray rocking's not a bad thing, because we keep things a little easy breezy, a little superficial. We're not telling them about our life. We're not discussing the problems in our marriage. We're not discussing the problems at our work. We're not discussing the problems with a mother or father dynamic. You're not talking about those big issues, right? Because they could use that against you, and they will, because that's just kind of their mode of operandi. And so really being aware of that. Also realizing that if you're kind of realizing what's happening here, you know, getting those expectations in check, because, you know, many of us want relationships with people that we might not be able to have. We might want a deep relationship with somebody that they might not able to give us. And these are very important things to look at too. I mean, I don't want you to be hurt and having these expectations that don't work. And so having those, you know, understanding those expectations, and if somebody is capable of having a healthy relationship, if they are capable of being true and honest, or if not, and then being able to, you know, limit the exposure based on that. You know, also about opening up and being vulnerable, you know, being very careful, because again, if somebody is mirroring you, you've probably thought that this person is your best friend or the most amazing spouse, partner, or whatever, normally partner in the beginning there in the world, you know, or the best friend you've ever met in the entire world, and you've never met anybody so cool in your life. And, you know, you could have told them quite a bit of things, and those things could be used against you eventually. And understanding the tactics that they're using as well, because sometimes, you know, these narcissists or these malignant narcissists, especially when they're, you know, on this side of the spectrum here, can use a lot of different things. They can use, you know, some false affection. They can use lots and lots of love bombing and praise. They can also use a lot of pity, a lot of guilting, a lot of manipulation. And kind of understanding that. Also, understanding how to avoid certain triggers with them, unless you definitely want to be a target, or if you want to change the dynamic and be painted black very quickly, we definitely need to understand that, you know, we have to be careful. And I don't want anybody walking on eggshells, but, you know, if you are to point out a problem with them and point out something that leads them to insecurity or feeling insecure, that can be a problem. And we need to definitely have a support system. We have to have a support system around us. And I think that anybody can, you know, can work on themselves. But again, they have to want to do the work. They have to want to do the work. They have to believe in the work. They have to want to get help. They have to want to make change. And that's something that's so big and so important. So, you know, whether anybody can change, I believe, as long as they have the want and desire, but not just that, but the consistency and the mindfulness and the belief and really want this, they can make some change. But in the process, we need to safeguard ourselves and do the right thing by us, and making sure that if you're around somebody, that you're able to trust them with information and have that confidence, or if you're not, being able to safeguard that and using the gray rocking technique. I hope this content has helped you. Please share it with family and friends, because we want to safeguard ourselves, and knowledge is power. Always. Live your true life perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
So it's great business time for Caladrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.